Americans are getting a lot of advice these days about improving supersized eating habits. Last week, the government updated its nutrition guidelines. As we've reported in depth on this program, even Sesame Street's Cookie Monster is getting a lesson in the benefits of a healthy diet.
Cookie!
What about all those other good stuff over there? Hey, you see, there's apples and bananas, huh?
Yeah, huh? Salt.
A cookie can be scrumptious,
oh, yeah.
Crunchy, sweet, or yumptious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a cookie is a sometime food. Yes,
while Cookie Monster calls cookies a sometimes food, some fast food chains are singing a different tune. They are offering bigger portions with more fat. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
At this Carl's Jr. restaurant in Orange County, California, the future of fast food sounds a lot like the past. Order a chocolate milkshake, and Jose Sanchez blends hand-scooped ice cream, cold milk, and chocolate syrup on a Hamilton Beach mixer, then tops it off with whipped cream. CEO Andrew Puzder says making a milkshake this old-fashioned way is more work than just pulling the lever on an ice milk machine like most chains do, but he believes customers will reward the extra effort.
You know, I can't remember any place that I've ever been to where some guy pulled the lever and handed me a milkshake and I thought, God, that's a great shake. And really, that's kind of the reaction we want, and if it takes a little more labor to get that, we're willing to do it.
Puzder says the new, pricier shakes are part of a strategy at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, its sister chain, to keep customers coming back with taste, especially young men who are among the biggest consumers of fast food.
We do market to 17 to 34-year-old males, the young, hungry guys they're called. But, you know, I'm 54. I want to be a young, hungry guy. It's kind of an aspirational target. With milkshakes, we'll think we'll not only hit our target very squarely, but that people outside the target will find these very appealing. Women, older guys, you know, everybody.
Delivery driver Kirk Ramirez is one of those young, hungry guys who keep coming back to Carl's Jr. He says a lactose allergy has kept him from trying the milkshake, but it hasn't stopped him from enjoying a cheeseburger.
The number two superstar with cheese. I love it. I order this every time I come here. Every Wednesday. My last delivery is Dairy Queen, but they don't serve hamburgers or hot dogs, so I come here. It's actually gotten better.
The food has certainly gotten bigger. The company's new ice cream shake has 33 grams of fat, nearly five times as much as the old ice milkshake it replaced. Company marketers call the new shake the perfect complement to a Hardee's thick burger. Hardee's made headlines last November when it introduced its monster thick burger with beef, bacon, cheese, and more than 1,400 calories between its buttered buns. Nutrition professor Barry Popkin of the University of North Carolina says wash that down with one of the new milkshakes and you've eaten enough for a whole day.
What has happened is in the U.S. is this increased portion sizing in our fast food restaurants has actually made the average consumer begin to prepare larger portion sizes at home as well. People begin to think this is what we should eat.
Popkin scolds not only Hardee's and Carl's Jr., but also Burger King, which last month introduced its enormous omelet sandwich, 760 calories of sausage, bacon, eggs, and cheese, so big, the company says, breakfast will never be the same. Neither will waistlines in a country that's already struggling with the health problems of obesity.
They're swimming against the tide of what we need for good American health.
Puzder, the Hardee's and Carl's Jr. CEO, says his company didn't set out to antagonize those he calls the food police, but he admits to having some fun with the newfound bad boy image.
David Letterman had this actor play me on his show and die of a heart attack while eating the monster thick burger on the show. And it was really very, very entertaining, but at the end of it he says, you can't buy advertising like this, and he's absolutely right.
Hardee's credits the monster thick burger with contributing to a 7% increase in sales during the most recent fiscal year. Ann Puzder says the chain is selling twice as many milkshakes since it switched to the high-fat version. Not everyone at the Carl's Jr. restaurant is chowing down on high-fat items. Some are eating salads. Others get their burgers without the bun. Puzder says it's important that his chain offer some healthier alternatives, but that's not where his restaurants expect to make their mark.
If those low-carb and low-fat products were all we had in the restaurant, you'd probably be talking to somebody else because I'd have been fired. You know, we probably wouldn't even have the restaurant.
Puzder says every restaurant has some strategy for attracting customers. Some advertise lower prices. Others have more nutritious offerings. But no matter how much it costs or how many calories it has, Buster says the food has to taste good or customers just won't buy it. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
If you feel like you have to diet just from listening to that story, the new dietary guidelines are at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.